Welcome to CICK News, the only news source in the North truly dedicated to local stories on the ground. CICK News addresses the diverse needs of the underserved communities between Burns Lake and Haida Gwaii through firsthand stories and in-depth interviews. CICK News funding is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the only organization mandated to financially support campus and community radio stations in Canada, as well as the Government of Canada. We are your hosts, Pam Hassan and Dan Messick, and we are on the dial at 93.9 FM, Smithers Community Radio. Our call letters are CICK, and we are broadcasting from the unceded Gitindam Territory, home of the Wet'suwet'en Nation. Follow CICK News online at smithersradio.com, or follow us on Facebook or Instagram at Smithers Community Radio. Hello and welcome to CICK News. Today it's Valentine's Day. And in order to share a little bit of love with all of our listeners, I reached out to a number of community organizations, not-for-profits, and charities to see how our listeners of this radio station can participate in sharing a little love toward these organizations that do so much for our community and often don't have the time or the people power to promote everything that they do. So we're going to be hearing from a handful of community organizations. But before that, let's hear from Executive Director of the Smithers Chamber of Commerce, Sheena Miller, talking about Chamber Week, which is happening right now.
Sheena Miller, Smithers District Chamber of Commerce, Executive Director.
Okay, great. So can you tell me about Chamber Week?
Chamber Week is a very exciting time in our calendar over the year at the Smithers District Chamber of Commerce, where we try to offer all kinds of membership value and events to engage our greater chamber membership.
Can I ask, why is it in February?
You know, I'm not even actually sure why Chamber Week has happened in February, but that's just kind of over time. Certain chambers have celebrated that, and it might even be because it's the lull in chamber calendars. But it has been celebrated around the province historically in the second week in February.
Yeah. Okay, great. Yeah, it's almost like if there's a lull in the calendar, heaven forbid you're not busy, you have to add something to it.
You know, pal, it's really funny because we have so much going on. We're always pushing one event to the next, and literally there's never any time where we're not hitting the ground running. And so it just makes sense. Of course, we're going to offer another week of value and exciting events to engage the greater business community.
Totally. So can you talk about some of the events that are happening this week?
Yeah, well, actually, we're kicking off with a fitness class on the Monday. But on Tuesday, we're having our regular monthly board meeting. And we're inviting any chamber members or community members to join, bring any new business ideas forward, any innovative thoughts, things to improve the business community, or ways just to, advocacy issues that any businesses might have, or you know, challenges that they're experiencing. So that's our Tuesday monthly board meeting at 12 o'clock. We also have the following day, on the Wednesday, we have a chamber coffee in connection with MP Taylor Backrack and myself, and we're just going to offer like a casual drop-in for Bugwood Coffee, Resca Cookies, and yeah, just come in, connect, have some conversation. Again, let's chat about community issues and anything that you want to see driven forward in the business community. And then on the Thursday, we're doing a lunch and learn workplace wellness with Titan Performance speaker Jamie McCartney. He's the owner of Titan Performance, also a Canadian bobsled coach, a very motivational speaker. So he's going to be shedding some light on what workplace wellness is and why it matters. And that's going to happen at the Pioneer Activity Place at between 12 and 1 o'clock on the Thursday. And then we're going to round out the week on the Friday with advocacy at the Aspen. That's a fireside chat. And we're going to have some appetizers supported by the Aspen. And our local economic development officer, Will George from the town of Smithers, will be joining to support some conversation on economic development topics, ideas, updates. So many people don't know what economic development really is. So it's a great opportunity to come, connect, find out more, and how it impacts all of us as a community and a region here in Northwest BC. And all the events are free, except for we are charging a small fee for the lunch and learn that's happening at Pioneer Place on the Thursday, just to cover the food costs and venue costs. But mm-hmm. Other than that, everything is free. And, you know, we invite all future chamber members to come and join and get involved and, you know, really discover what we do in the community and how we try to make an impact.
Yeah. And what are the chamber's goals for 2023? I mean, I know that's a huge question, but do you have kind of
maybe specific areas that you want to put some concentrated effort into, or any celebrations that are coming up this year that you want people to know about?
Yeah, that's definitely a very, it would take me another whole interview to kind of discuss that. But the two things that really quickly came to mind, and this is only two of several, is one, we've got our Trade Expo coming back after a 3-year hiatus. We are so excited to bring back the Northwest Regional Trade Expo. And it's an economic driver for our region. We have, you know, guests and vendors traveling from all over Northwest BC to join and be a part of this. And this year we're incentivizing it, hopefully with a beer garden and a really giant food garden. And we're just going to make it a really exciting and unique place for people to come. And, you know, we're adding a lot of entertainment and more of a concert feel so that it just feels like it's inclusive for everybody and everybody wants to come and check out and meet the vendors and exhibitors, but also just stay for the entertainment and the good food and the culture we're going to create around that. Mm-hmm. So that's the Northwest Trade Expo. The other piece is that advocacy. Like, we're always pushing forward and trying to bring, you know, important emergent issues forward that, you know, represent the business community and ways to improve the business community. So advocacy is really at the heart of what we do. It's really hard to measure the impact, and it's hard for people to see it. It's kind of the tip under the iceberg. People don't really know what's going on, but it's always going on. Mm. We're always supporting individual businesses with their needs. And we work with so many partners, whether it's our municipal government, you know, our provincial government and our national government on different, you know, basically different challenges or different policies that can make a real impact in our communities. So that's one piece we're always working on, and we can always improve it. We can always do more. We can always find different ways to, you know, to advocate. It's such a huge topic on its own. So that's something where we do put a concentrated effort, and we do want to work a little bit more on some new policy development here at the Chamber of Commerce in the next year.
Okay, great. And I guess, where can people go to learn about free or nearly free events that are happening in town this week?
Right. So right now we have our scheduled events posted on our Smithers Chamber Facebook page and Instagram page. We'll put those on our website right away here, and then we're also going to send it out in a news blast to all of our chamber memberships. So, as well as anyone can just call the chamber office, and we can give you all the details over the phone.
Oh, that's so nice. Okay, well, thanks so much. I hope that if people didn't know about this happening, that hearing your voice and the excitement that you definitely have about the events coming up, that it encourages people to come on out.
Thanks so much, Pam, and we hope we'll see you there.
Thanks.
Hi, my name is Annette Morgan, Executive Director of the South Kent Friendship Center Society in Smithers.
Okay, thanks, Annette, for talking to me. We're just kind of looking for local ways to spread the love this Valentine's Day. And are there any items or donations, monetary or maybe more material, that South Kent is looking for that people could donate?
Sure. The South Kent Friendship Center Society has a continental-style fridge out front for clients to access at their leisure throughout the day. Donations of juice boxes, yogurt, fresh food, sandwiches, meat and cheese, milk, produce can be dropped off at 1188 Main Street, Smithers, and anyone from our housing department would be gladly, are very happy to accept these donations to provide some support to our community members.
Okay, great. And can people just open up the fridge and put them in themselves, or do you want them handed to you? And if so, does that mean it has to happen during business hours?
Yeah, from 8:30 to 4:30, and you can come meet any member of our team. Also, gift cards are accepted as well. If you'd like to drop those off, we can ensure that the fridge is stocked throughout the day.
Okay, awesome. And I guess just one last thing just to clarify is that it's definitely store-bought items. You can't bake your own cookies or muffins and put them in there, right?
No, we ask not to for now, until we can, you know, work a better system out. But we certainly would love any support that people would like to provide.
Okay. Thanks so much, Annette, for giving that information. I hope that encourages people to get involved.
Yeah, and happy Valentine's.
Oh, thank you.
Bree McAloney, Executive Director of the Grendel Group.
Okay, so tell me about what Grendel Group does in the community of Smithers.
The Grendel Group provides day services, day programming to people with disabilities. In the spring and summer, some fall, we garden. And in the fall, winter, some spring, we do food preparation and canning and preserving and baking. And we are open to following people's passions and are flexible with our programming. So if someone wants to learn something new, we try to help them do that.
Okay, great. And how can people, if they're listening to this and they feel inspired this Valentine's Day to get involved and share the love, how can someone share the love toward Grendel Group?
people can understand that when we talk about love, we talk about loving everyone, and that we are all valued and valuable, and expressing that in community to everyone in the community helps them feel loved and a sense of inclusion and belonging.
Hi, I'm Sarah Tomlinson, and I am the a director of the Northwest Animal Shelter.
Hi, I'm Nicole Murray, the adoptions coordinator at the Northwest Animal Shelter.
Hello, Tara Holmes, just a volunteer.
More than just a volunteer.
Long-time volunteer.
There we go. Okay, yeah, I like that. Okay, so can you tell me what's going on today? It is Saturday. This airs on Tuesday, but it's Saturday. Can you tell me what's going on today?
So we're running an adoption event at the Total Pet here in Smithers. We've got how many cats? Nine cats and a dog down here to meet people. We've already got one that has a home lined up and another one that will hopefully by the end of the afternoon.
Okay, great. And I mean, this is, it's leading up to Valentine's. I don't know if this is kind of just a coincidence, but it is nice because people, I think, if you don't have a pet, you think you don't want one. But what are kind of some of the reactions that you see when people come and they have a cat that like rubs their nose on their finger or something like that?
We get a big awe.
Yeah.
People just, their face brightens up when they walk in the door and they see all the animals.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's definitely a Valentine's event because there is a kissing booth being set up in the back.
That's right. I think yes. I heard about that. And it's animal kissing.
Yes. Yes,
you
definitely.
Bring your favorite
your
furry Valentine.
Gotcha.
It's not
okay.
Mystery kisses.
Okay, great. That's good to know. Not like a little nose through a hole and you
no,
can just
no,
like
no.
it. Because we're celebrating community organizations here, how can people spread the love toward the Northwest Animal Shelter?
Well, we have lots of animals available for adoption, mm-hmm. and we also accept donations to help us run our operations. We're largely volunteer-run, mm-hmm. and vetting, we can spend up to $80,000 a year on vetting. So it is our biggest expense, plus wages for employees, and we accept donations of food and cleaning supplies and whatever, but money is great because we can direct where it goes and where it's needed the most.
Okay. And how should people... Oh, yeah, do you want to go ahead?
We also have applications for fostering and as well as for volunteers. You know, pet's a big commitment. Sometimes you might be in a place where you can't... Like, you don't have housing that has an animal option, right. Or you're just really busy. You know, volunteering's an awesome way to get a little fix of... cats and dogs weekly. It's easy to schedule an hour here or there. Fostering, I just did this myself for a couple of weeks. I got to have a puppy for 3 weeks and no longer. Like, what an awesome reward. Yeah. Rewarding experience that was. So there's some other ways to support us as well.
That's awesome. Did you want to add to that? Okay, yeah, no. Okay, so what's the best way for people to get in touch with the Northwest Animal Shelter?
We have a Facebook page set up so they can message us on that, or we have a website, www.nwas.ca, and email info@nwas.ca is the best way.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much. Was there anything that you wanted to add before we close this out here?
Well, I could say that just for responsible pet ownership, we've just had some situations happening just this week. Just about how important it is to spay and neuter your pet. Mm-hmm. We have a low-income spay-neuter program, but we had a cat come in. It was surrendered because, unfortunately, the people could not afford the surgery required, and the cat had prolapsed. And was basically, it was a deadly situation, and she had young kittens that had to be bottle-fed for a night. So that's something that we very much promote is spay-neuter pets. It's just responsible pet ownership. Yeah. I think all northern shelters right now are overwhelmed with dogs and cats. Yeah. And it's a hard situation. We love animals, but we can't save them all, unfortunately. We can't take everybody in, and I don't think any shelter can up here.
But at least what you do, it's obviously from a place of love as well. So this is it's very nice. And I mean, like, look at these. I mean, I'm going to cruise around here and it's just going to be a lot of animal noises coming from me.
That's great. We love that.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks a lot, everybody.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. Hi, my name's Lara Neeson and I'm the new community services director for the Bulkley Valley for Salvation Army.
Okay, thanks, Lara. Can you tell me how can people support and spread love toward the Salvation Army?
Well, currently we're doing a lot of school hampers in Houston and in Smithers in Talqua area, and we're kind of low on school snacks. So anything that, like granola bars, juice boxes, little cracker packs, stuff like that.
And how can people, where can they make these donations?
The local Smithers Food Bank will take the donations there, or anywhere in Houston, Salvation Army Thrift Store or Food Bank.
Okay, great. And is there anything, so the school hampers are, that's a great program. Is there anything else, if people want to make clothing donations, can they still make that as well?
Definitely. Yeah, even though we don't have the thrift store running in Smithers right now, we still do take in any clothing donations, and anything we can't use here in the community, we just bring it over to the Houston store.
Okay, great. And the Salvation Army is just at the corner of Main Street and what is that? Main Street and...
Right by the library.
Yeah, I know. I'm actually, because I know, I should know what the name of that street is, and yeah. You know, I can't think of it at all. But yeah, right across from the library. Okay, great. Well, thanks so much. I hope that this inspires some people to share the love locally and give to their local Salvation Army.
Yes, we do appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
You've been listening to CICK News. If you have any hot tips or news stories you think we should cover, contact us at CICKnews@smithersradio.com or follow us on Facebook at CICK News. CICK News is made possible by the Government of Canada and the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the only organization mandated to financially supporting campus and community radio stations across Canada. You can also catch our fresh shows each week at theskeena.com or subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your podcasts. Thanks to our producer Pam Hassan and all of our roving reporters, I'm Dan Messick. Thanks for listening.